Welcome to the Special Ed Strategist Podcast, your guide to navigating the world of special education and inclusive learning. In this podcast, this solo episode, we are going to unravel the transformative power of the least restrictive environment, or LRE, and delve into the strategies that empower students with unique abilities. Join me as we explore the essential role of LRE in creating inclusive classrooms, supporting parents as advocates, and unleashing the full potential of every child. Get ready for an enlightening conversation and actionable advice from me, your host, Wendy Taylor. Let's embark on this empowering journey together. Before we get started, I kindly ask you to like, share, and follow if you have not done that to the Special Ed Strategist Podcast, or on social at Learning Essentials. So here we go. When deciding where your student or your child will receive their special education instruction, we should consider the least restrictive environment, the LRE concept. So this means finding the educational setting that allows your child to be included with students without disabilities as much as possible while still meeting their individual needs. The placement decision, which determines where your child's education will take place, is made by the Individualized Education Program or Team IEP, which includes you first and foremost as the parent. We want to provide the best learning environment for our students. The law requires that students with disabilities be educated alongside students without disabilities to the maximum extent appropriate. So this means that we strive to include every child in regular education classes with the appropriate supports and services whenever possible. Special classes or separate schools are considered only when determining that your student needs cannot be effectively met in a regular education setting, even with additional supports, program modifications, and services. The IEP team wants to assure you that the placement decisions are not based solely on your child's disability category. The severity of their disability, language and communication needs, and modifications in the general education. Instead, decisions are based on what will provide the student or your child the most effective educational experience while promoting their inclusion and participation with peers. So what is the LRE mandate? So providing your student, your child's education in general education setting as much as possible according to LRE mandate. If a general education classroom suits your child, that's where they will receive their education. However, if the IEP team determines that a different setting is more appropriate, the team will choose the setting that allows your child to be as included as possible with their non-disabled peers. Now, when I say team, remember, you as a parent are part of that team. So the team's going to consider placing your child, your student, in the school where they would attend if they didn't have a disability. That's going to be the least restrictive, unless the IEP team agrees that another school is better suited for their needs. The team will also consider placing your child in a school close to your home if they cannot attend the neighborhood school because of their disability. And that will also include transportation. So if your child is being moved away from their usual environment with students without disabilities, so preschool age 3 to 5, or from regular education classrooms, school age children from kindergarten to age 21, it's important for the IEP team to consider other options that are least restrictive. So let's think about what are some other options. So you can have inclusion with supplementary aids and services. The IEP team can explore the possibility of including your child in general education classrooms with additional supports, accommodations, and services tailored to their individual needs. These supplementary aids and services may include specialized instruction, assistive technology, classroom modifications, or supports from a paraprofessional. There's also what we call co-teaching or a collaboration model that's still within that general education, your homeschool model. Co-teaching involves placing your student in a general education classroom with both a general education teacher and a special education teacher who work together to provide instruction and support. Collaboration models involve regular consultation and collaboration between the general education and the special education teacher to ensure that your child's needs are being met within the general education setting. If you are at an IEP table as a parent and they're discussing this option, make sure you ask the question, parents. Please ask, is this being taught by a special education teacher or a paraprofessional, so that you have the knowledge of the adults that are going to be in that classroom to then help make an informed decision of if that's going to be the best placement for your child to meet their needs, meaning that you have a general ed and a special ed. Sometimes there's a paraprofessional in that scenario. And so ask the questions so that you ensure that you have that informed decision when you are thinking about options for least restrictive environment for your child. There's also a thing called resource room or pullout services, again, still within your home school, public school that your child would be assigned to based on where you live. In some cases, a resource room or pullout services may be considered. This involves providing targeted instruction or support in a separate setting while still allowing your child to spend the majority of their time in the general education classroom. These services can address specific areas of need while maintaining integration with their non-disabled peers. There's also what we call part-time placement, where the IEP team may explore the option of a part-time placement where your child spends some of their time in the general education classroom and receives specialized instruction or support in a separate setting for the remaining part of their day. When we talk about least restrictive environment, that can also come up in the conversations. We're talking about transition planning. So if your child is transitioning between grade levels or school settings, the IEP team can consider a transition plan that gradually increases their exposure to the general education environment. And this plan can be tailored to meet your child's needs while working towards full inclusion. So remember, the IEP team will assess your child's individualized circumstances and needs to determine the most appropriate and least restrictive placement options. Again, you are part of that team when you're doing the assessment. You are part of that team during those discussions to determine what would be the best fit for your student to learn. There's also separate schools that a student can go to. So the goal is to ensure that your child receives an education that maximizes their opportunities for academic growth, social development, and the educational community. So the question I get often is, why might my child be removed from the general education community? Sometimes removing your child from a general education classroom may be necessary. So, however, we must clearly explain why we believe those services that your child needs cannot be adequately provided in the general education setting. So even with additional support, program modifications, and services, the IEP team wants you to understand that they are recommending, or why they are, would recommend your child from these classes. I'm going to go through a couple of scenarios for you of why a student may be removed from general education classroom despite efforts to provide additional support programs, modifications, and services. So if there's intense supports needed, your child may have intensive support needs that require a more specialized instruction environment. And these needs could include significant learning difficulties, behavioral challenges, medical considerations that cannot be adequately addressed within the general education classroom alone. There could be lack of access to curriculum. Despite modifications and accommodations, your child may struggle to access and make meaningful progress in the general education curriculum. The curriculum may be significantly either above or below the current academic level and making it difficult for them to engage and benefit from the instruction provided. There could also be safety concerns. In certain cases, there may be safety concerns for your child or their peers that cannot be effectively addressed within that general education setting. These concerns could arise due to physical aggression, self-injurious behaviors, or other challenging behaviors that pose a risk to themselves or others. Limited social interaction opportunities. If your child has significant social and communication challenges, they may have limited opportunities for meaningful social interactions within that general education classroom. So this can impact their ability to develop social skills, form friendships, and fully participate in group activities. Then there's also specialized instructions or therapies. So your child may require specialized instruction or therapies that cannot be adequately provided within the general education classroom due to the need for individualized attention, specialized equipment, or specific therapeutic intervention. So it's essential for the IEP team to provide a clear and detailed explanation as to why your child's needs cannot be adequately met in the general education setting. And the team will discuss the specific reasons for their decision and address any concerns, right? So the team will also explain why alternative supports or modifications that were considered but ultimately not recommended were not deemed suitable for your child's unique needs and educational goals. And we will talk about that, that will need to be placed in what we call a prior written notice. So if you're at an IEP meeting as a parent, you're not agreeing with any of this decision, specifically ask, say, I would like you to tell me specifically why in the prior written notice. That is a notice that you're going to receive after the meeting that will explain what was agreed upon and not agreed upon. So to change the least restrictive environment for a student, the IEP team will consider various types of data to ensure an informed decision. It must include assessment results. The team will review current and relevant assessment results, including academic evaluations, cognitive assessments, behavioral assessments, and any other assessments that provide insight into the student's ability, challenges, and learning needs. Also, they're going to consider observations and documentation. Data from classroom observation, teacher reports, other relevant documentation will be considered. This information helps provide a comprehensive understanding of the student's performance, behaviors, social interactions, and participation in the general education setting. Included in that information is going to be progress monitoring data. So if the student has been receiving special education services, progress monitoring data will be crucial in determining the effectiveness of the current placement. This data may include academic progress, behavioral tracking, social skill development, and other relevant measures of the student's growth and achievement. And of course, always, always the parent input. Parents, your perspective is key. Insights about your child's strengths, challenges, preferences are vital in decision-making. So the IEP team will seek input from you as a parent to help gain that holistic understanding of the child, your child's needs and goals. And I always encourage parents to write a parent input statement that includes all areas: cognitive, social, emotional, physical, sensory, function, communication, thinking of your child from bell to bell, but also thinking about your child, who they are, accessing the school and their school day and their learning. Teacher and specialist input from teachers and special education staff, therapists, and other professionals working directly with that student is essential. They can provide valuable information about the student's progress, response to intervention, and any concerns related to the current placement. So IEP meeting discussions are also included when we're thinking about least restrictive environment, if we're thinking about moving a child, especially if that placement involves moving out of a school building. It is critical to think about everything that goes in. How is this child learning? How is it impacting their day? So that there is really a comprehensive conversation and it's not just made on a whim, which is not okay. So the discussion and collaboration that occurs during IEP meetings play a crucial role in gathering data and ensuring a comprehensive understanding of the student's needs. The team will consider the perspective, insights, and recommendations shared during these meetings. So by considering these various sources of data, the IEP team can make an informed decision regarding the change in the student's least restrictive environment. It is essential that the data reflects the student's current abilities, challenges, and educational needs to ensure the most appropriate and effective placement for their educational success and inclusion. We must provide additional information to document the basis of our decision. And I kind of hinted at this earlier, this prior written notice. So to document the base of our decision, or that IEP team's decision regarding your child's placement, documentation ensures that the team met the requirements of the prior written notice, or you'll hear PWN, which is designed to keep you as the parent informed, but it also is designed to have documentation for you as a parent. So anytime during an IEP meeting, I want you to think, if they're disagreeing with something, make sure that it's in that prior written notice and there's a description to why it is in there. So a prior written notice is going to be a clear description of a proposed or refused action regarding your student's placement. an explanation of why the team proposed or refused to take that action, a description of the options they considered and why they decided not to choose them. So all of these are really important to make sure that that team is very clear on what they offered, why they gave it, why they didn't, so that you as a parent have recourse if you feel that you should need that down the road. Information about the assessments, test scores, records, or reports an IEP team used to support the proposal or refusal. Any other relevant factors that the IEP team took into account when making the decision, and a list of resources that you as a parent can contact if you need assistance understanding the provisions of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, our federal law, IDEA, and if the proposed actions requires a parent consent, the IEP team can provide the notice at the same time and request your consent. So let's just kind of regroup a little bit, think about some tips for effective communication with the IEP team to ensure that least restrictive environment does take place, to ensure that your student's placement decision aligns with the principles of the least restrictive environment. I want you to be an active participant, actively participate in IEP meetings and discussions about your child's placement. Your insights and perspective as a parent are valuable. As you know your kiddo best. So share your thoughts, concerns, aspirations for your student, your child's education. I want you to think 6 months, 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, thinking ahead down the road to ensure that everything's laid out because you're the consistent member of that IEP team from year to year. Understand the concept of least restrictive environment. So educate yourself about the concept of least restrictive environment and its importance. Familiarize yourself with the legal requirements and the benefits of an inclusive education. And this knowledge is going to empower you to advocate effectively for your child's inclusive placement. I want you to emphasize your kiddo's strength. I want you to highlight their strengths, their abilities, their potential. I want you to help the IEP team understand how your child can thrive in an inclusive setting and how their presence can contribute to the learning community. Focus on what your child can do rather than solely on their challenges. Request supporting evidence. So I want you to ask the IEP team for evidence-based reasons if they're recommending removing your child from a general education classroom. So request specific information on why they believe their services and supports cannot be adequately provided in the general education setting. Seek clarification on alternatives considered and rejected. So a lot to think about. Also seek collaboration and solutions, always the best approach. Approach the conversation with a collaborative mindset. Work together with the IEP team to explore potential solutions and strategies for supporting your child in the least restrictive environment. Encourage open communication, brainstorming, problem solving to find the best potential placement for your child. And so during these conversations with the IEP team, consider asking some questions to gather information to ensure a comprehensive understanding of your child's placement decision. So what does the concept of least restrictive environment mean in my child's case, and how does it apply to their education? What efforts have been made to include my child in the general education classrooms with supplementary aids, services, program modifications, and supports? And can you provide examples? And last, why is the IEP team recommending removing my child from general education classroom and what specific challenges or limitations? So I think this is a lot to take in, but especially if you have a student that a teen is recommending a different placement for, again, whether it is within a school building or within a separate school building, it is important to understand what this means as a law, what this means as a parent, as an advocate, and have these questions answered to ensure that your child is in the correct placement for them to shine. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Special Ed Strategist Podcast. Again, I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I loved exploring this transformative power of the least restrictive environment and an inclusive education. I hope you found inspiration, gained valuable insights, and discovered strategies to empower your student and other students with unique abilities. As we continue our journey, I invite you to tune in to our next episode where we'll dive deeper into all things special ed. Be sure to like, share, and follow us on social media to stay connected with our community of special ed strategists and passionate advocates. Together, let's amplify the voices of students, parents, and educators who champion inclusive education. Remember, every child deserves a learning environment that celebrates their strengths, supports their challenges, and nurtures their dream. Thank you for being a part of the Special Ed Strategist podcast. Until next time, bye for now.